Hello and welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us. Well, last week, the Justice Department announced a sweeping investigation that charged 24 people in a $1.2 billion Medicare fraud scam. Prosecutors call it the biggest healthcare fraud scheme in the country's history. Two of the 24 people charged included Elliot Lowenstern and Cregan Harry, both from Boca Raton. The men are accused of duping Medicare patients into buying medical equipment that they didn't need. Lowenstern has a long history with shady business in South Florida, including ties to Jordan Belfort, the famous penny stock trader depicted in the film Wolf of Wall Street. Jane Musgrave of the Palm Beach Post has been following the story, and we spoke to her this morning. We started by diving a little deeper into the how of how this scheme worked. Now, a note. We reached out to the Justice Department and Office of Inspector General to join us for the conversation and provide more details on the investigation. They were unable to join us today, but the invitation remains open for the future. This is an extremely complicated fraud scheme that involved a lot of people. From your understanding, how did the scheme work? How did Lowenstern and Harry dupe both Medicare patients and their doctors?
It is a very complicated scheme. I mean, what the Justice Department has said is that it involved people across the country, involving more than $1.2 billion of losses. It also involved a separate case involving another $1.7 billion in claims that resulted in another $900 million in losses. And apparently it targeted Medicare Part B. And that is the part of Medicare that pays for medical equipment. And I'm sorry to go up in the weeds here, but part of it is companies called DMEs, Durable Medical Equipment Companies. And they apparently, according to the Justice Department, they paid bribes to telemedicine companies such as Dr. Lowenstern and Mr. Harry operated.
Let's talk a little bit about who, you know, Mr. Lowenstern and Mr. Harry are, their backgrounds. They have fascinating backgrounds.
Yes. Mr. Lowenstern apparently was a childhood friend with Jordan Belfort, who everybody knows from The Wolf of Wall Street. According to Belfort's book, they were childhood friends growing up in Queens. They launched their careers as, you know, teenagers, selling Italian ice to beachgoers, made a bundle. According to Belfort, they were pulling down like $400 a day and, you know, made $20,000 to, you know, help fund their college educations. You know, later when Belfort started his investment house in Long Island, it appears that Mr. Lowenstern was also involved in that. You know, they called themselves Strattonites.
Yeah.
After the name of his firm, Stratton Oakmont.
Yeah. And then how about Cregan Harry? What about his background?
You know, I don't know quite as much about Harry's. I know that he has, like Mr. Lowenstern, they both have backgrounds with the Federal Trade Commission. Mr. Harry was accused in a civil action of running a scheme where he would send like massive spam emails out to people touting his herbal medicines. It was back in 2005. He was ordered to pay $485,000 to the Trade Commission for using spam messages to make bogus claims about his herbal supplement business. And he was also barred from making those claims in the future.
What can you tell us about this company these two were working for or with, the Video Doctor Network? What was that?
Well, that was, as I understand it, that was like kind of the whole fraud revolved around telemedicine companies throughout the country. And both Mr. Lowenstern and Mr. Harry are accused of operating some telemedicine companies. And, you know, how those work, I guess the federal government, you know, okayed them, you know, thinking that this was a way to bring healthcare to rural communities. So, you know, because recognizing healthcare wasn't available to people, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, they could talk to doctors on the phone. And so that's where they gained access to, you know, predominantly elderly and disabled people, all their, you know, their personal information. And then they ordered braces, like wrist braces, knee braces, back braces for these people, whether they needed them or not. And that was really the crux of the fraud.
And so
they billed Medicare for millions of dollars worth of, you know, either medically unnecessary braces or braces that, never were delivered to the patients.
As you said, this scheme reached over $1 billion, and you, there was a couple dozen people involved. Were the two men operating within a bigger network?
It appears so, but it is not clear. I mean, because there were so many people and the breadth, you know, extended from California to New Jersey, the inference is that, yes, that it was part of a bigger network. But, you know, they are charged in a separate indictment, charging them with $200 million worth of fraud.
I'm talking with Jane Musgrave, staff writer for the Palm Beach Post. Last week, two Boca Raton men were charged in a nationwide Medicare fraud operation worth more than $1.2 billion. We have more on that story, by the way, on our social media at WLRN Sundial. So, Jane, Harry and Lowenstern, no strangers to the law, as you said. What were some of the other previous crimes that we know of?
Well, Mr. Lowenstern got wrapped up with Jordan Belfort and in the penny stock scandal. Mr. Lowenstern was accused of operating a company, an investment house in Fort Lauderdale back in the early 2000s. The prosecutors accused him of buying stocks from Belfort's company and then selling them at inflated prices to his customers in Biltmore Securities, which was based in Fort Lauderdale. He pleaded guilty but was placed on probation. Mr. Lowenstern, in addition to Mr. Harry, there was a lawsuit that a Federal Trade Commission filed against Mr. Lowenstern back in 2004. And he was accused of running a software company in Delray, where they would use software to trick customers into thinking that there were problems with their computers. And then they were referred to salespeople that would use high pressure and deceptive tactics, according to the FTC, to get the customers to pay for unnecessary repairs or long-term maintenance programs. So that was, and he was also fined, along with others, $236,000.
Did the Justice Department give you any details about this investigation or how they broke it up?
Not the specifics of it, just that it was a massive investigation. I mean, it involved, 17 federal districts across the country. It involved U.S. attorney's offices in South Carolina, New Jersey, and the Middle District of Florida. It involved, the Medicare fraud strike force. I mean, it was clearly a massive, massive investigation.
Yeah, the Office of Inspector General, along with the Justice Department, they've developed a Medicare, as you just said, a Medicare fraud strike force in South Florida. And it's one of the key regions in the country. Do we know why Medicare fraud remains so rampant a problem in this region?
I think fraud in general is a rampant problem in South Florida. It just seems like not a day passes that we don't hear of yet another fraud scheme. And yes, I think a lot of it is, involves Medicare and other health insurance fraud.
Do we know how common this type of Medicare fraud scheme is here? I mean, this was the biggest or one of the biggest, right?
Yeah, this seems, just because it targeted medical equipment, it seems like an unusual scheme. This isn't something you would think that would be lucrative to fraudsters. Braces for the elderly, and they managed to figure out a way to, scam the system.
And they scammed it for hundreds of millions of dollars. What are the next steps in the criminal trials for Harry and Lowenstern?
Mr. Lowenstern has been placed on house arrest at his home in Boca. And Mr. Harry did not, he agreed to go back to New Jersey. They both were indicted in New Jersey. And so Mr. Harry has been taken or will be taken to New Jersey, and Lowenstern will eventually go there as well to fight the charges.
And you think about all these, because they used people to be able to, commit this scam. But were there victims? I mean, did any of these folks, did they get hurt in any way?
I don't get the idea that they did, but I could be wrong about that.
Okay.
I just think that their personal information was used in ways that, it shouldn't have been used. So from that standpoint, yes, there was a harm.
Jane Musgrave, again, staff writer for the Palm Beach Post. Last week, two Boca Raton men charged in a nationwide Medicare fraud operation, again, worth more than $1.2 billion. You can read more of her story on our social media, WLRN Sundial. Jane, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, still to come on Sundial, we're going to go back to the 1990s. And we go back to Boca Raton, a new memoir from a local writer about growing up there. Our conversation with the author of April's Sundial Book Club title, T. Kira Madden is next on Sundial.